thank you very much for these good questions on the topic. And I think this shows that, of course, there is certain complexity in this topic for sure. So starting maybe also with the topic that Switzerland raised on how can this become visible. And I think this, yes, indeed, is a topic which has to be reviewed, and this has to be addressed, and how we can have, for example, in the future, maybe with some electronic interfaces and data, like ECOC, I think is here one point to be considered. That's something we really have to think about, how this can work in the future. But also, I think we have certain means which are currently in the discussion, also when we look into, for example, these audible registers or web portals for accessing certain software status of vehicles. And I think this is already a tool which was developed under the CSOTA group and could be helpful for checking whatever kind of equipment will be on the vehicle. So that is definitely something we really have to consider. That this is something, we really believe that there could be means, but this will also need for certain changes, of course, nationally, on how we deal with these kind of registration documents potentially. So it is not an easy task, fully understood, but we believe that at a certain point of time we have to start working in this direction on making these things possible. So this so far to this administrative topic, for example, on the COC. But I think there could be mechanisms to handle this. The other topic, what was raised by SAE on how we could manage the ODD increase or decrease over the lifetime. Of course, if we have, for example, a new feature added or expanding the ODD, this has to be assessed, of course. So it is not something where we just take an individual approval of a system from another vehicle and put it to a vehicle which was never being thought of having in this kind of functionality. So the approval clearly has to cover these aspects. And I think in the presentation you have maybe you have seen also where this slide with the pictures was, that of course these approvals will cover this vehicle in the field, so the original vehicle. So it is definitely approved according to it. It's not something which comes out of the blue. And only then we can really handle this, because otherwise we will not be able, of course, and I think this is also going a bit into the point from this safe coexistence of the systems on the vehicle, which was raised by the Commission. Of course, whatever we will bring to the vehicle will have to be assessed in the environment of the vehicle, which is aimed for being updated. So, and therefore, I mentioned that, if, for example, if you talk in context of having the same hardware setup, then of course this is something which is feasible to be assessed, and it will become more difficult if you would not have this original hardware in the production or whatever, if you have a lot of changes there, but still there is also the possibility to consider this in the approval and to check it in this environment. So and that's exactly the point, that with being, and just take this example, so what is could be the reason for having exact the same vehicle, just because it was produced a little later, with the same setup, but having also the same approval, why is it not possible to have this functionality being added to a vehicle in the field, which is essentially exactly the same? And you would also bring it into the same context. If you do the software update, it has the same software on board as the one which was running on production. So, and that's something where we really believe we have to overcome this situation, where whatever is approved should be possible then to be rolled out, what the approval covers from the architecture point of view and the vehicle point of view. I hope this was helpful in the explanation. If not, of course, we can we'd be happy to take any further questions. Thank you.